This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Lisa Mullins. Public school leaders in Massachusetts are weighing the best way to respond to concerns about the coronavirus. WBUR's Carrie Young has been looking into how schools are making decisions on everything from travel to cleaning to hand washing. Hi, Carrie.
Hi.
First, tell us what you've seen kindergarten through grade 12 schools doing to respond to concerns about the virus.
Well, so far, we've seen a lot of effort going into disinfecting. I talked to the Brockton Public Schools earlier this week, and officials there say that they've been trying to disinfect hard surfaces in their schools twice a day and on Saturday. And Marty Walsh says crews are cleaning constantly in Boston. Mm-hmm. Then there are a handful of schools that have canceled classes for a day or two. Arlington and Plainville, I know, did that on Monday, you know, just to allow crews to give some elementary schools a good cleaning. And Plymouth Public Schools shut down all 12 of its schools for the day on Friday to disinfect. All of those schools are back open now, though.
And what about the issue of travel? What's happening there?
Yeah, I mean, we are seeing some school field trips get canceled this month, and international trips especially are also getting canceled from what I've heard.
How about closing schools for more than just a day? Are some considering protracted closings?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's safe to say that it's something that school systems are making sure that they're at least prepared for, but they're not doing right now. Boston Mayor Marty Walsh said in a press conference earlier today that the city is, quote, preparing for the inevitable when it comes to school closures.
Was he more specific than that? What did he mean?
No, he actually didn't go into too many other details, just that the school is making sure that they're ready if it comes to that.
How about school leaders? How are they weighing that decision?
Well, there are a lot of factors that come into the decision to close a school. I mean, school closures can be really disruptive for families, especially if they're low income. Brockton Public Schools spokeswoman Jess Hodges says closing schools is an absolute last resort for that district.
We really want to keep kids in school. The reason for that is not only just we want to keep kids in school and keep them focused, but also, you know, we know that there's challenges for working families to get daycare during the school day. And we also recognize that a lot of our students are low income and they rely on the free breakfast and lunch that we're able to provide.
Now, that being said, Brockton officials are trying to at least game out how they could still get food to students who need it in the event that they do shut down a school.
How much direction are local districts getting from state officials, or is this more ad hoc depending on the district?
Yeah, for the most part, this is a local-level decision as far as how to respond. The state is offering some guidance. They're posting, you know, resources online, and they're hosting conference calls. But for the most part, it really is up to local districts. Now, that being said, a lot of local leaders are saying that they're really hungry for more specific direction here. And in a sense, the Massachusetts Association of School Superintendents has stepped up to at least coordinate more communication to help out with this need that is being felt. Tom Scott, the group's executive director, told me that they've set up this listserv and even a Google Drive folder for superintendents. That way they can share information and even learn from each other.
They're sharing out with each other decisions they're making, resources that they've collected, communications that they've written, so that superintendents get a chance to see what's happening in districts across the state.
And it's also worth noting that this isn't the first time that local district leaders have been faced with making decisions around infectious disease outbreaks. I mean, in the past, there have been various individual cases of meningitis or whooping cough, both of which are very contagious. And then if you remember in 2009, the state schools also had to make plans around the H1N1 virus, which was also known as the swine flu.
So just one more thing for them to face now.
One more thing.
WBUR's Carrie Young, thank you.
You're welcome.